This episode of the Invest Your Best podcast with Ali Kay is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp provides professional counseling securely done online, so you can now receive counseling from the comfort of your home. You can message your licensed professional counselor at any time, and you can start communicating with a counselor in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is convenient. It's secure, it's affordable, and they have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, self-esteem, grief, anything you can really think of. There is a licensed professional counselor waiting on BetterHelp to connect with you. I want you to start living a happier life today, and as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/IYB, B as in best. That's betterhelp.com/IYB, B as in best. Change your life today. Welcome to season 4 of the Invest Your Best podcast with Ali Kay. Come along as I casually explore what it takes to live your best life mentally and physically by focusing on the things you can control, your thinking and actions. Come and listen as I have open, real, and honest conversations about what it takes to step into action to live your best life. It's time to invest your best. Have you ever sat down and closed your eyes and visualized what it is that you want? What do you want your life to look like? How do you want to feel when you wake up? Specifically, when you close your eyes and you visualize your life, what do you see? What are you feeling? What are you doing? What does that look like? What are you achieving? What are your goals? On today's episode, we are going to talk about prioritizing living your best life. And the first way you start with that is by starting to set your intention. You set an intention and really narrow in on what it is that you want. Once you figure out what it is that you want, you can start living your life with purpose. So stick around. Hey friends, welcome to season 4. This is the first episode of season 4, and I just want to start off by saying thank you so much again and again for coming back and downloading and listening to this podcast. The podcast actually just turned 1 year old last week, I believe, so it's been officially 1 year since we've been doing this podcast, and we are launching season 4. So I'm so excited to be here with you. And on today's episode, we are talking about how to prioritize living your best life. And the first way you prioritize living your best life is by defining what it is that you want and setting that intention. So here's the thing. I think there are two different types of people in this world. The first person being the person that allows life to just happen to them. And you know what? We're probably all guilty of being this person. So we live in this very busy and chaotic world where, you know, we wake up every day, we drop the kids off, we go to work until 6 o'clock at night, then we come home, we pick up the kids, we have to cook dinner, we go to bed exhausted, we wake up exhausted, we do it again, we have to keep up with the Joneses. Society is telling us to be this person or what they expect us to be or a place that we need to be at in our life at a certain age. And before you know it, it's almost like life is just happening to us and we're just going going with it. And I think I've really realized this when I look at my kids and I realize how fast they're growing up. And it's just like, wow, time is really going by fast. And just every day I'm just waking up and just doing life, you know? And then there's like other people in this world who know exactly what it is that they want. And they have set an intention to take control over their lives, meaning that they are working to meet this specific intention. And these are the type of people that you see life happening for them. You know, they're manifesting things, they're putting it out there because they know specifically what it is that they want. So every choice that they make in their daily lives is hopefully bringing them closer to their goals, to what they have set to achieve and their intent, because they have defined exactly what it is that they want. So I think that we're all guilty of being those people where life is just happening to us. But on this episode, I want you to really think about what it is that you want. What does that look like? How do you visualize your life being? Because now's the time to set that intention so that every choice, every move that you make every single day is going to bring you closer and closer to what it is that you want. And that's, you know, that's manifesting, however you want to define it. But I think it's also easy to make choices, whether it has to do with your health or business choices or family choices, when you define what it is that you want, because every choice should bring you closer to your goals. So that's another question that I want you to start asking yourself throughout your day is this bringing me closer to what I want or further away? So the first step to prioritizing living your best life, and again, living your best life can look a lot differently than what I define as living my best life. For me, living my best life means that I am feeding my body the best food. I am prioritizing my mental and physical health by moving my body. I am setting goals for my kids and my family, and I'm meeting those goals. Every choice that I make in my daily life is bringing me closer to my goals. And that's kind of what I define as living my best life. And again, my goals will definitely probably look different than your goals. And the whole idea of what living your best life is going to be unique to you. And I want to just break down Glasser's choice theory, not the entire choice theory. You're probably like, what the heck is Glasser's choice theory? So fun fact, my dad is very into psychology. He was a teacher for 20 years. He has a nonprofit that has to do with leadership and life trainings that involved a ropes course, if that makes sense. So his whole nonprofit revolved around ropes courses and applying those leadership skills to what you learn on a ropes course. But one of his theoretical models that he used with us growing up, my brother and my sister, along with his nonprofit when he was doing ropes course and leadership and life skills teaching, is he involved Glasser's choice theory. And it's funny because Glasser's choice theory has always been something that I always heard and my language matched up with it without even knowing really, just because of my dad. But then I learned more and more about it through grad school, and I'm like, okay, this makes sense. And with the theoretical model, this doesn't mean this is the end-all be-all model. This just means it has a specific theory as how it sees behavior in the world. So I'm, without getting too far deep into it, I just want to break down Glasser's ideas about humans' basic needs and how that drives motivation along with your quality world picture. And I think this is probably going to resonate with you when it comes to prioritizing living your best life and setting your intention and matching it to what exactly it is that you want in your life. Glasser talks about how people are born with five basic needs. Now, we always hear of like, we need basic needs of shelter and food, but this dives deeper and breaks it down that all people are born with five basic needs. And these five basic needs are love and belonging, to be powerful, to be free, to have fun, and to survive. And survival for Glasser is broken down into shelter, food, and sex. So all behavior is purposeful, motivated by our incessant desire to satisfy the basic needs woven into our genes. And the strength of each need, so the strength to have fun, varies from person to person, or the strength to have the need of love and belonging may be a little more stronger than the next person who has a stronger need to be powerful. So these basic needs are universal. So everyone has these five basic needs. And as mentioned before, someone's need to be powerful may be more stronger than someone's need to have love and belonging. That differs from person to person. But these five basic needs are universal. And this is what is our general motivation for behavior. Now, Glasser also talks about a quality world picture. And I think this is what's really, really interesting, because this is something that you can start visualizing now as you listen to this. So according to Glasser, he describes we all have a quality world picture that is unique to us. So my quality world picture looks different than your quality world picture. And the quality world picture is made up of people, things, ideas, and it's almost like a personal picture album, if you may. So close your eyes and think of people in your quality world picture. So that's your family. Maybe you are not married and you hope to be married, and you have a very specific picture of what your husband or your partner might look like, how they act, you know, what they'll tell you. You have that specific idea and picture of them. That is part of your quality world picture. Maybe you want to build your dream house in the future, or maybe you're in school right now and you're working towards your college degree or your master's or your law degree, whatever it is. Or maybe you want to start living a healthier lifestyle. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you're overweight right now. And in your quality world picture, you see a picture of yourself 20 pounds lighter, who's running marathons on the weekends. You know, that's your quality world picture. So right now, for the next 20 seconds, close your eyes and think of your quality world picture. Who's in your quality world picture? What's in your quality world picture? What ideas? You know, these are all the pictures, the people, the ideas, the values, you know, your goals. These are all made up of your quality world picture. Real quick, I wanted to pause this episode and bring you a message from our sponsors, BetterHelp. As you're listening to this episode, it is so apparent how much counseling has changed my life. And I am such an advocate for counseling that I think anyone needs to do it in order to live a better life. And BetterHelp is bringing you professional counseling done securely online. And what's great about that is now you don't have to go out and sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp has so many licensed professional counselors. So if you're not getting that therapeutic match that you need from your counselor, BetterHelp makes it easy to change counselors. If you're dealing with anxiety, stress, trauma, depression, anything, BetterHelp has a licensed professional counselor that is waiting for you. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/IYB. Be as in best. That's www.betterhelp.com/IYB. Be as in best. These pictures in our world meet one of our basic human needs that Glasser talked about, and they are ever changing. So you might have had a goal, like I knew one of my goals, well, I felt like it was my parents' goal, but you know, one of my goals growing up was I wanted to go to college, but then I dropped out of college, and that quality world picture of me graduating kind of moved over from being the center of my quality world picture. You know, what I was working towards was not college anymore. So these quality world pictures are always changing, and they often conflict with each other. And we'll talk a little bit about that more. And they vary on levels of intensity and attainability. So you might have, you know, this quality world picture of you building your dream home with your family of 10, but you just started your job and you haven't even met your partner yet and you don't have kids. You know, like that's down the line, but it's in your quality world picture, whatever it is.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
And our quality world pictures are details on how we meet those basic needs that drive our motivation, our behavior. So those are the love and belonging, the freedom, the power, the survival, those needs. So those quality worlds always meet one of those basic needs, if that makes sense. So you're probably like, wow, Allie, this is a lot. What the heck does this mean? So going back to prioritizing living your best life, like I said, you have to define what it is that you want. Now that you've closed your eyes and you've looked at your quality world picture, what is it that you want from your life? What do you want your life to look like? And then once you define that, we're going to set intention. And again, another word for intention is a plan. We are going to aim to meet what it is that you want, what's in your quality world picture. So close your eyes again, and I want you to think what it is that you want out of your life. Do you want to be the best mother? Do you want to be 50 pounds lighter, living your healthiest life and helping other people? Maybe it is that you want to be independent. You know, what does independence look like you? Really narrow down on what it is that you truly want. And I tell you, that desire of what it is, you might say, oh, I don't know what I want. Believe me, there's something that you want. You know, what is your dream? What is it that you want? And you're probably like, why do you keep saying this? Because you've probably never thought about it. If you are someone who wakes up every day and you feel like life is just passing you by and it's just happening to you, this is your time to define what it is that you want from life and start having life happen for you. And this is the first step of it. So here's the thing. Like I mentioned before, living my best life and what it is that I want is definitely going to look different than what it is that you want. Because again, our quality world pictures are unique to us. But in my quality world picture, I see myself treating and prioritizing my mental and physical health the best I can. And the way I know how to do that, or what I see that looking like in my mind, is that I'm moving and prioritizing moving my body for 30 minutes a day and eating better food. And I know if you guys are following me on Instagram, you know that I have started this whole alcohol-free journey. I did an episode on the balancing alcohol, and then I did a follow-up episode on season 3, but I kind of just want to go back to the giving up alcohol thing, because as I mentioned, my quality world picture, like what's front and center of my quality world picture, is living my healthiest life, to be the best person I can. And that starts with taking care of my mental and physical health. And alcohol for me was bringing me further and further away from that in all areas. And I just want to share the message that you don't have to, for some reason, society pins us and is like, you're not drinking. If you're not drinking, then you have a problem. Like, you're an alcoholic. You're the one with a problem. And I just want to share that there's an alternative narrative where you can choose to just not drink and not have a problem. You just realize you don't like the way it makes you feel, or, you know, whatever the reason is, you could just choose not to drink and it not being a big deal. And that's where I am right now. I feel like I'm constantly asking myself questions, or not questions, plural, but this one question: is this bringing me closer or further away to what it is that I want? And what it is that I want in my life right now is kind of complex. Like, in my quality world picture, there's a lot of pictures going on, but it all ties together to that, you know, living the healthiest and being the best version of myself mentally, physically, spiritually, in all areas. So everything that I do in my daily life, all the choices that I make, it's really easy to make these choices, like who I spend my time with, what I do during the day, what I do on the weekends now, me not drinking. I have a purpose now and a drive. So just asking myself that question, is this bringing you closer to what you want, you know, makes it so easy, or makes it so much more easier to go through the day, because every day I'm making more steps towards my goals, to what it is that I want, and to stay on that plan. So what you could do is you can actually grab a piece of paper, draw a circle, and draw like people in your quality world picture, or maybe sayings, like maybe, you know, you really value the idea of being kind, or you value the idea of being helpful to other people, you know, like little sayings, that's part of your quality world picture. Maybe you're in your school right now, so you can draw like a diploma, you know, you can draw your quality world to see it, to visually see it on a piece of paper. The more specific you get about what it is that you want and setting that intention and visualizing it where you can see it, feel it, taste it, all those things, I'm telling you, every day is going to be more in your control. You're going to feel like you have more power over your day and your life because you are taking the steps, you are making the choices that are bringing you closer to what it is that you want. All right, I think that's it. That's a mouthful. But I really, just on today's episode, I really wanted to break down the idea of the quality world picture, because I do believe prioritizing living your best life, and again, your best life is going to look different than living my best life. You know, you need to define that, but the more specific you define it, the more specific you're going to live your life with intention. You know, every single day you're going to set your intention, because that intention is going to bring you closer to what it is that you want. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode. I want to remind you guys that I am on Instagram. Instagram is probably the best place to connect with me if you want to know what diet bet challenges are coming up. We do have a diet bet challenge that is starting October 25th. The link is dietbet.com/Alexandra, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A. That's starting Monday, October 25th, but it will stay open, I believe, for 5 to 7 days afterwards. So if you're hearing this episode after October 25th and you want to join the Diet Bet Challenge, go check on it. You might still be able to join, but if you want to know when more Diet Bet Challenges are coming up, or I know the 2-week alcohol challenge was really successful. We had a lot of participants, and I've had a lot of people message me asking me, when's the next one? I know I'm going to do one coming up, because moving into the season 4 of this podcast, I am going to be talking more about how to be proactive during this holiday season. And I know for me, that means getting control over my drinking, and I want to be held accountable to remain alcohol free. So selfishly, I am going to do another 2-week alcohol free challenge within the next couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. If you want to come over to TikTok at Alexandra Will, you can find me there. I am also launching an app mid-November. So if you are looking for more guided workouts that you can do at home or even in the gym, stay tuned for that. I'm also going to be releasing a link that's going to have like a community group chat where we can all kind of get together and chat on specific times, because really my goal is to create more of a community. And I want to do that because I think even like the listeners, I think we all have so much in common and be so fun to just have discussions. But even I'm craving more community, more accountability, and more support from you all, because really that's how I even started. My 70-pound weight loss journey was not... it wouldn't have been attainable without the support that I got from all of you guys. So I'm trying to work more into that community atmosphere. I just want to say I'm so excited again for season 4. Stay tuned. Every Tuesday, there will be a new episode of The Invest Your Best with Ali K. And stay tuned for all the great guests we have coming up on the show. All right, I will catch you next week.